Okay, call our meeting to order. All three commissioners, looks like about 8:35. And Linda's got her bids on lighting. So, Linda, you want to kind of give us what your information says?
We had four responders to the bid. Harry Cooper Supply, Lloyd's Electric, FSG Lighting, and Anderson Electric. Debbie Redford and I tallied the bids. I was mentioning to Danny and Chuck that there are provisions in our grant that state it has to be made in America and by America.
Okay.
And so we made them provide cut sheets as well.
Right.
And so there were, although there were only 73 cents difference between Lloyd's Electric and FSG Lighting, there were some cut sheets that did not prove to be, made in America qualified. That's correct. So as a whole, and Ms. Redford could not be here this morning. She had a death in her family and was not going to make it until quite late last night, but she did send an email that I put in your packet. We both, after meeting and her talking with the different entities, have asked to recommend Lloyd's Electric Supply, not only as the lowest vendor, but then we keep our money in Taney County as well.
Okay.
The FSG, the bid that we have, is not all-American.
That's correct, and it is 73 cents lower. It's like Debbie said, we didn't need to justify that as well.
I didn't know if you modified the bid or anything.
There were a couple of them that we just questioned, a couple of the cut sheets that, you know, we would have had to have dealt deeper into and got with DNR, and Lloyd's Electric matched what we needed, and with it being the lower one, she didn't feel like we need to go any further with that anyway.
And so Phil and Renee all looked at this, and or Phil did on the retro kits. I mean, isn't there some?
The retro kits are on there as well.
Are we awarding both parts of the bid?
This will be for all material for all entities.
Okay.
And yes, Phil has seen the bid as well.
Okay. I'm satisfied.
Okay. About a motion.
I move that we award Lloyd's Electric Supply the bid for the, what do we call this bid, Ms. Linda?
We called it Energized Communities.
Energized Communities Grant Hardware Bid.
That's correct. Energized Missouri Communities Hardware Bid.
I'll second the motion.
Discussion. I'm going to abstain on the vote because I've got my firstborn works at Anderson Electric, but looks like Lloyd's has got the best go for us anyway. So, any other comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Oops, I mean abstain. Motion carries. Used to doing that in a hurry, huh?
It happens.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
So you'll work through all the purchasing stuff and...
That's
all
correct.
All the fun stuff, and if there's any contracts necessary and all that. I'm just curious. We talked about we're doing the installation ourselves on our building. Are we going to phase it? Are we just going to buy it all and store it?
The part of the contract was that they had to have the capability to hold the parts.
Okay.
And we could order as needed.
Okay. And you're working through Rick because it's a grant and Helen, too.
That's right? Correct.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right.
A successful day.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for bidding on it. All right, we've got agenda review at, I think, 8:40.
Yeah, we can roll into that.
Okay.
Only question I had was, Bob's been out on vacation all this week, obviously. Pat Dooley had contacted me via email, and I've left her voicemail. We kind of played phone tag a little bit. She may have talked to you guys and wanted to be on a Monday morning, Monday, to have a discussion. I have no problem her being on the agenda, but we're going to have a work session because there's some statutes that Bob's going to have to review on how we form the board and the budget and all that. So she wants to be on the agenda. I'm fine with that because I want to make sure people know that we're looking for new board appointees. But I also would like to know if you guys would be all right with another follow-up work session later on in the day after Bob's got time to review, or maybe later on in the week to actually figure out what the process is, because I don't have answers to when is the tax going to be collected, what's the process to form the board, when you know the appointee process, do they have to be by voting precincts, districts, whatever. I just don't know enough about it, so I thought Bob could do the legal research, but I still don't mind. You know, I know that they're excited that they got the tax passed. And, so anyway, that's my thoughts. If we wanted to talk about it from an aspect of appointees, but to actually get into detail, I don't have enough information to have it.
I would like to have a work session later in the week. Now, okay. If she wants to come in and announce something or talk about something, but she needs to know that before she comes in, so before she goes into a lengthy conversation before we have the work session. I don't think that's productive.
Well, and I got to make sure that we just know what we're talking about, for me and from my perspective. So yeah. I think it's on the agenda. There's two things on the agenda. We're going to appoint the TC, the Taney County Economic Development, Enhancement District, and McDowell's position. We waited 2 weeks like we said we would. No one has submitted an application for her position, so that's on there for us to reappoint. And then we have the senior taxes, the other item that was on the list to discuss on the agenda. So,
and I also asked for the AG report release.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Oh, have you got it there?
Oh, you've got it. Okay.
Yeah. This is... I just handed all this stuff here.
So we do want to have on the agenda for the senior folks to present their list of people.
They can. I mean, I've been getting phone calls. Let's let you know. I had three phone calls yesterday by people. And so what I'd like to do is go ahead and open it up and let the public know. The press will probably put in the paper, which is really important.
I have a little bit of concern about
Them providing a list,
a group of people providing a list whenever they're, like you said, I have had probably three or four phone calls from different people that want to sit on it. What if none of those people, or none of the people that you, we always look at all the people or the list of names.
Well, we can take the list, but we're just going to, that's not the only list, is what I want to make sure that she understands.
Do we want that public? I mean, do we want that... their recommendations public?
It's their recommendation.
Right.
I don't see any harm in it.
Yeah. Well, we're still going to, if we don't know them, we're still going to talk to them. So.
Yeah.
All right, so our agenda is the Enhancement Board appointment, AG report release, senior tax
board. Maybe senior. Maybe we.
So Senior Service Tax Fund Board.
Okay, that's fine. And then we'll get a work session maybe on later on that day. I'm trying to think on Monday. No,
I think you'll have to look. Let's discuss that Monday.
And just to let you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's the MAC board meeting that I've got. That the MAC board pays for my trip. It's an annual retreat type work session for the upcoming year on legislative priorities. That is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so I'm out of pocket all those days.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't see it on the calendar, but I asked the girls to have me out also.
Okay.
From Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
Asked that many weeks ago.
That's fine.
So that leaves you.
Well, that's fine, and then let's have the work session the following week. And that gives us time to get more
Bob can get a complete resource.
And Bob can have all his material, and we'll enter into this thing at all the facts.
I'm looking at some things. They pretty much kept the whole schedule empty. So they've done, I guess they did what they knew that you were gone, because there's nothing on there that I've got that we're meeting the rest of that week. So. And I'll be gone, like I said, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday is the airport board meeting, so I may or may not go. I mean, I may be on the road by then, so Danny, you may be the one. So
yeah, I'll be over there.
Okay, yeah, I find it here. They got me out on
good
Wednesday anyway, so.
Just, you're gone Tuesday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. All right.
What else?
I have one more thing.
It's like, what? Is that exciting for you, Linda?
I should have mentioned it. The Missouri Sheriff's Conference is this weekend. Monday, they have a vendor show. A couple of the vendors have emailed me, said it's going to be from 8 to 12. I'd just like permission to go. It's down at the Hilton in Branson.
Oh.
So it's just local. But that way I can meet some of the vendors since I work with the Sheriff's Department on ordering things. So just wanted to ask for your permission to be able to go.
I'm good.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, I believe we show a personnel next.
Yeah.
Executive session.
Yes. Perfect. Motion go to executive for personnel. Oh, hold on, Dan. Give me a look.
Well, that Frank had one also. Is that what it is?
No, this is for the economic development. The economic development director, I think, is what it should be. Well, I know that's what I had posted for it. This is next week.
I know, but I think that Frank was piggybacking off you.
He was. We can bring him back in. Executive director is mine first, and then at 10:15, we have an airport aid agreement. But anyway, my motion is going to executive personnel. Oh, no. Personnel and litigation.
Litigation is later in the day.
Okay, it's not the same time. Okay, perfect.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Do you want to call Frank over?